Inflation rose to 4.2% in May.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the seasonally adjusted consumer price index increased by 0.5% in May. This rise has led to an overall inflation rate of 4.2% over the last 12 months. Over the last 3 months, inflation has risen at an annual rate of 8.2%, a seven-fold increase compared to the same time last year. Fuel oil prices have soared by a whopping 59% compared to last year, and gasoline up 41%. Both are tied to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, with crude oil trading at around $85 a barrel. Furthermore, the energy markets remain volatile. In this century, the annual CPI has ranged from 9% inflation to 2% deflation. However, in two-thirds of time, inflation stayed between 2 and 4%. At 4.2%, we have now crossed that threshold. During the decade before COVID, the average inflation rate was 1.8%. It did spike post-COVID to an average of 4.5%, a reality already baked into our current prices. It is important to understand that inflation shows the rate of increase in prices, not their level. The initial post-COVID inflation spike was driven by substantial government transfer payments, which created a windfall increase in personal income and consumption expenditures, creating huge demand pull inflation. Today's pressure is coming from the supply side. With gasoline at much higher prices, we are spending 21% more on it, but getting 6% less gasoline. This results not only in less travel, but also in less money left for everything else. In the last 12 months, electricity prices have increased by 6%. Additionally, medical care services and shelter costs have risen by a little more than 4%, while core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose by 2.8%. These figures indicate that energy shocks are starting to impact the broader economy. This is a classic example of supply push inflation, which occurs when supply prices rise sharply. The producer price index for all commodities serves as a critical short-term gauge of future inflation by tracking wholesale prices. In May, this index rose by 3.5% in a single month, bringing the annual PPI inflation to 13.1%. Data shows that when wholesale prices rise, they're passed on to retailers, who in turn pass them on to consumers, increasing the rate of inflation. In 2026, energy costs have increased by 26%, meaning the cost of everything planted, produced, or shipped will continue to rise. If oil prices drop significantly, shipping costs will slowly decline. However, what is in production and or planted already have higher costs baked in. And that means that it will be a long time before consumers see lower inflation. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.